Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
I love seeing children and VBS and the whole idea behind it. This week has been great. It's been real consistent with their attendance, and you know, the parents brought them back every day, and it's just I sense something different. There's something going on. It's exciting, and so we had 7 young people get saved this week. So that's good. That's good news. You know, I remember reading about seeds, and I was studying some history, and they found this this box, and it was sealed. That had seeds in it, in a pyramid. And so these archaeologists were going through these pyramids. And they found this box with seeds, and they thought the seeds were probably 3,000 years old. That's what they had determined. 3,000 years old, sealed in this box. They took the seeds, and they planted them, and they grew. They grew. See, they needed to get into an environment where they were nurtured and they could grow. For 3,000 years, they laid dormant. The Bible says the Word of God is a seed. Yes, that's right. And when the seed is planted, it will grow. And that's what the church is. The church is the environment where people grow. When you disconnect from the church, you can't grow. You won't grow. It will wither over and it will die out. But if it stays in the right environment, it grows and grows and becomes everything it was intended to be. And that's what God does. He uses the church to help us to grow. When we get the seed of the Word of God in us, it says in 1 Peter 1:23, we've been born again, not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed through the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because the flesh is as the grass, and the glory of man is as the flower of the grass. For the grass withers and the flower fades away, but the Word of the Lord will endure forever. And when that's planted in your hearts, nothing can change it. Am I making sense? Jesus, I remember this poem. I really like this poem. But someone cried, "Where must I plant the seed when it is sown, that it will bear the most fruit when it is full grown?" The master heard as he replied and smiled, "Go plant it for me in the heart of a child." VBS is huge in the eyes of God and developing children. And it's our responsibility to make sure they get connected in the church, and it's parents' responsibility to raise them up in the fear and admiration of the Lord. And that's, you know, my Friday night talk was about children are arrows in the hands of a warrior in Psalms 127:4. And it says that children are going to be in war. There's a war for their soul. There's a war. So the idea is they're arrows. So when the arrow leaves the bow, it hits the mark. The bow would be the house, the home. When it leaves the bow, It hits the mark. The word sin in Greek means to miss the mark. But the idea is when you raise them up in the church and you teach them and train them and they go off on their own, they're going to hit the mark. They're going to follow Christ in all the areas of their life. Am I making sense? That's the idea of the church. And Jesus is building his church that the gates of hell will not prevail against. The local church is the hope of the world. If you're not involved in a local church, you need to get connected. Get in there and start serving, and God is going to help you discover who you are. He's trying to show you the you haven't met yet. And you can't see that without the local church. See, God's trying to get you to see things his way. I'm preaching already, I know. He's trying to get you to see his way. When you begin to see his way, life takes on a whole new meaning. You see that? But the devil's trying to bring, God wants you to see his vision, but the devil's all about division. Division, two vision. He wants to bring confusion and distraction so you don't see his vision. Because if you see his vision, you become a threat to him. So that's why children need to see things the way God sees them. Amen? So we bring them in here to do baptisms. And so we got them in here to do these baptisms, and they're going to watch. But you know what? I got something else I need to say before. I got Lynn York had a conference here yesterday. And it was blended and blessed. Blended families. Powerful. It's one of the most powerful conferences I've been to. I've been to lots of conferences. I've been to conferences all over the United States. Other countries. That little conference we had up in there yesterday was one of the most powerful conferences I've been to. So I'm going to tell you something. I don't care how many times you've been married, if you're in the will of God, it can be restored, it can be refreshed, it can be renewed if you are in his will and his way. Am I making sense? That's the way it is. When you understand his will and his way, everything revolves around the marriage. You see, and when you get that marriage under God's will, it shows the children a picture of the church. And when they see that, they want to go to church. They want to be a part of the church. You see that? But if you don't show them and you get hurt in church, see, here's what happens. People get hurt in church. And so then they go off and they don't want to have anything to do with church. But you see, what's that about? That's selfishness. Folks, you're going to get hurt in church. Church is where development takes place. Getting hurt is part of the curriculum. When you get hurt, God doesn't care if you get your feelings hurt. He doesn't. Your feelings aren't going to get you to his will. And your feelings aren't going to get you to his plan and purpose. God wants you to do his will according to his word and his way. And when you do that, there's fulfillment. Life makes sense. You see, because you're starting to see it his way. You see that? So that's the idea. Marriage, when the marriage centers around God. And you see, I've seen people married 50, 60 years. I'm going to be real honest with you. I wouldn't give them 2 cents for what I see. There's no real joy. There's no expression of Christ. They're not helping anybody with understanding Christ. I've seen people who've been married 2 years and had a couple failures and really got something going on with Christ and really helping people to understand the church and the gospel. And they got 6 different kids in the house. They had testimonies in this conference yesterday. All these different kids. One mother said, yeah, I had one sour kid, I had one bitter kid, I had one negative, all these different, spicy, yeah. Who was here yesterday? I want you to shout if you're here. Shout. We're gonna do another blended and blessed conference. Miss Lynn, we're gonna have to get you to do another one. She preached last weekend. She's a preacher too. We thank God for you, Lynn. We thank God for your obedience. That conference was powerful. And I want to encourage you, if I don't care if you're in a blended family or what kind of family you got, you need to get to that next conference. There's no way you can be at something like that and not receive help. That's wisdom that is going to get you through this life and in this life. Amen? All right. So, we're going to go ahead with the ministry of the word. So let's look at our vision, and then we're going to look to the word. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers, endeavoring the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for the baptisms this morning. We thank you for Jessica and Faith. And we ask, Lord, you continue to let yourself be made known to them and make yourself real to them. And you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. Father, we thank you for that. We pray for your ministering angels of salvation to be over them, watching over them. Lord, we thank you for everyone here, everyone witnessing. The courtroom of heaven is in session. And we've just witnessed a great thing. Now, Father, may we continue to stand on the trials in the days ahead together. We're going to stand together, and we thank you for it. And we're going to trust you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, this has been our verse from the beginning of the year. We started out with this verse. And it's really profound when you look at this idea of commitment. Nothing of any value happens without commitment. You can't have a good marriage. You won't have a successful marriage. You can't have a business, a church, a career. Without commitment, it's not gonna make it. There has to be commitment. And so when we understand commitment, it changes things. And so the word commitment is the word Golgotha in the Hebrew. And that Golgotha is where Christ was crucified, on Golgotha's hill. And it means the place of the skull. So that means our biggest battle is going to be in the place of the skull. But it also means commitment means you're willing to die for what you're committed to. See that? So we should be willing to die for what we believe in. That's why what we're doing here is so significant. There's stuff going on out there, right? So the idea is, when you're committed, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I'm glad Jesus was committed. How about you? Now, the word committed also means to roll away. To roll away. To roll away. And to roll away, it's taken from camels. It would be on a journey. And you can look that up in Strong's. If you look it up in Strong's, you'll find it. That's where it's at. Golgotha. And so, and it also means to roll away. So the idea is, before you start your day, when you are committed, you'll go to God and you commit. A camel rolls away. What happens when a camel's committed? They roll away what's on their back, all their luggage, all the burdens. When they're depleted of their water on the journey, they take their burdens and they roll them off their back. And when the camel's doing that, the folks on the journey say, they're being committed. They're being committed. So that's the way we're supposed to start our day. We're supposed to start our day committed. We roll our burden off on the Lord. You roll it on the Lord, and you give it to Him. You see, when you give your burden to the Lord, now you don't carry it. But see, the enemy will make sure there's somebody on your job or somewhere to magnify your burden, to magnify your problem. And they'll speak to it to make it worse than what it is. But here's the idea. When I roll it away, it says in Proverbs 16:3, commit your works to the Lord, and He will establish your thoughts. The word establish also means prepare and fix. That's what they do with concrete. When concrete is fixed and prepared, you can back a Mack truck up on it, and it won't leave an impression in the concrete. But if it's not prepared or established or fixed, you back up on it, and it will leave marks in the concrete that you can't remove. So the implication is, and the idea there is, when I commit my works to the Lord, He establishes my thoughts. So in other words, now my thoughts are established. God is in charge of my thoughts. When I go to work, He's got my thoughts. Not the people who've been trying to harass me or whatever's going on in the plant or work or office or whatever. I got my thoughts on Him and they're established. Nothing else is leaving an impression because God has got my thoughts. Are you catching that? Because you took time to roll it away before you went into your day. You see this? That's what committed people do. They trust and trust in God. Commit your way to the Lord. You see, your way. Commit your way. Jesus said, I'm the way. And He spoke that to people who understood the way. The way was outside the temple in the Old Testament. And that's where blood sacrifices were taking place. And that's where repentance took place. They repented of their sins and sacrifices were made for their sins in the way. Jesus said, I'm that. I'm the way. I'm that. And He said, I'm the truth. The truth would be the door that they entered the temple. You went in one door. First you had to go through the way. You had to repent and make sure the sacrifice was made for your sin. Then you went through the door. One door to get in. The truth. And now you get to life. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. The life is the Zoe life, the God kind of life, the life God created you for. You can't get to that life and that connection with that life without first going His way, going through the one door, His truth. And now you can experience the life He created you for. You see that? That's why we need to go His way. That won't happen without being committed. It takes being committed to get to the life God put you here for. And that's why church can be so difficult for people, because people get hurt in church. And when you don't understand, you get hurt and you want to leave. You feel like all they're doing is hurting me there. That hurt, God doesn't care about your feelings. He's trying to see how you're going to respond to the people who hurt you. He wants you to love them. He wants you to love the people who betrayed you. And when you love them, now you're expressing His interest and His will and His ways. You see? But that takes time and development. That doesn't happen outside the church. Am I making sense? I know I'm preaching a little. But that's why we're here. Right? It only happens through commitment. And that's why we have to, when we get our feelings hurt, get back into the church. Get to the church. Because that's where the anointing is, and that's where the love is. I'm going to tell you something. Every one of us have been created for the love of God. That's the agape love. When you have love, without the love of God and without belonging, you can never have connection. Without love, the love of God, without belonging, you'll never get connected. Connection means connected with God and people. You have to have the love of God. And that's the agape love, the love that forgives and gives mercy and grace. When that love's in place, you feel belonging. And we all need to feel belong, like we belong somewhere. If you don't feel belonged and you don't feel loved, suffering takes place. Suffering is inevitable. You will try to ease that suffering through some kind of a drug or alcohol or sex or some kind of way that will never ease your suffering. Only Christ can ease your suffering. You see that? And the love has to be developed in the body of Christ. You see that? And when it's developed, you'll knock the doors down to get there because you know you're loved. That makes you secure. You know you belong. See, just like Ryan was saying, Ryan belongs up in here. He knows it. He knows he's loved. He knows his family's loved. That makes you stable. You see, when you don't have that, you're unstable. Huh? He says in Psalms 91, because you've set your love upon me, I will deliver you. I will set you on high because you have known my name. When you call upon me, I will answer. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. God will show you your salvation. And you're connected and you're loved and you belong. He will show it to you. And there, nobody else will have to tell you. You know it. You know it, not your college friends, not your friends at school, not your family, not your me. No, you know. You know that you're being saved. As he shows it to you. That's why he wants you to see his vision. He wants you to see things his way. Because where there's no vision, the people perish. People cast off restraints. You see that? But when you have his vision, it brings restraints. It brings discipline. It brings life, Zoe life, the life God created you for. All right. What happened was, this all right? Am I too much? Let's go back to our verse. This word trust in the Hebrew, you know what it means? Careless. Careless. So when I trust, I can be careless. I can be careless. See that? Now think about this. He says, cast all your care upon me, for he cares for you. The word cast, drop it. Drop it. Drop what? Drop that problem. Drop that burden. Cast it on him. Care means worry and anxiety. We aren't created for worry and anxiety. We can cast all our care on him. You see that? And drop it. And he will assist you in finding a solution to your dilemma or your struggle or your suffering. Am I making sense? Let me tell you something. I got to tell you this. I was going to wait to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you it now. I've been reading a book. Oh, he's reading a book. Viktor Frankl is a world-renowned psychiatrist and psychologist. I read the American Psychological Association because it helps you understand what's going on in America psychologically. You can't talk about the soul and not talk about psychology. Because that's where the word psychology comes from, the word soul. And psychiatry is the treatment of the soul. Psychology is the study of the soul. So I gave that message about languishing. 80-some% of America, they say, are languishing. Their souls are withering away. They don't have anything to anchor their soul to. They discovered that. And this is not a Christian group. Come on, am I making sense? So the idea, we're supposed to be flourishing. Your soul is supposed to be flourishing. You can only flourish when you got God's word. Because the Bible says the implanted word is able to save your soul. With meekness, the implanted word is able to save your soul. Meekness means teachable. You got to be teachable and hear what God has to say in order for your soul to be saved. So now think about this. Viktor Frankl was a psychologist and a psychiatrist. So now he was in the Holocaust. Prison camp in Poland. And he, okay, one of the stories was he told in this book that he was naked and in line with 1,000 people. And as you go through this line, they had been beating them. His toes were frostbitten. He was extremely, pressure on. You hear me? This is the Hitler under his deal. Now, Frankl was in line. Now he's in line. And at the end of the line, you either went to the right or you went to the left. If you went to the left, you were executed or cremated. If you went to the right, you went to work for the next day. In other words, if you couldn't benefit them, your life was going to be taken. And what determined if you were going to go to work or be executed or cremated was you had strength to do the next day's work. If you didn't have strength to do the next day's work and they saw it, you were going to the left. But he's in this line, cold, naked, like an animal. All these walking through human excrement, feces. Huh? I'd say this is a pretty difficult journey. What do you think? He's walking through all this. He looks up. He looks up and his flesh is trying to tell him, give up. Go ahead and let him see you weak. And that's what they were doing. They were giving up and they execute me. I want out of this. He looked up and on the hill was a house, farmhouse. And it was dark in the middle of the night. And a light came on. He looked and saw the light. He said, light overcomes darkness. And that welled up in him. That welled up in him. And he got his shoulders back. He continued to walk. And he was encouraged. He began to say things to the other people in line. And when he got to his point, he looked him straight up. He said, you're going to the right. He had strength to do the work the next day.
Only the truth and truth. Truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
I've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.
Say